In Shin Hei, we're up to Sif Yod. And we started, as a matter of fact, quite a bit of Sif Yod already. What I'd like to do, since it's Chodesh Nissan, is share with you a Ha'ara on Pidyon HaBen that's the very Torah for the Seder. I do it Matzah Shabbos, I could do it Sunday morning. But there's a major kasha on this whole Pidyon HaBen business. We all know Pidyon HaBen is Peter Rechem, and we know it's Zechet Yis Mitzrayim that we say it every morning when we put on tefillin. That the reason we do Pidyon HaBen is because the Bechayrim were saved on the night of Makkos Bechayrus. The problem is that Pidyon HaBen is only Bechar La'aim. There's only someone who's a Bechar to the mother. And we know that in Mitzrayim, Rashi tells us, that a Bechar La'av and a Bechar La'aim both were killed. So the question is, why, how consistent that is, if Pidyon HaBen is a Bechar, whether it's a Bechar to the mother or the father, why is Pidyon HaBen only a Bechar to the mother? If someone's a Bechar to the father but not to the mother, there is no Pidyon HaBen. So it seems like a very strong question, because the question on the pasuk says that it's because of Makkos Bechayrus. So there is a Rebbe Kiva Eger. Do you know where it is, the Rebbe Kiva Eger?
It's in the
I only saw it quoted secondhand. In the original, you never saw it. Okay, I see that this Rebbe Kiva Eger quoted secondhand. The Likutei Pinchas of Siman Shin Hei here, which is a Likut Sefer, brings the name of Rebbe Kiva Eger. I don't know where it's the original. Rabbi Kivager says the following vart. He says, when we say the night of Makkos Bechayrus, Ani Hashem, Ani V'lay Malach, Ani V'lay Saraf, Ani V'lay Shliach, Ani V'lay Acher, he says that only applies to somebody that was a Bechar La'av, not a Bechar La'em. A Bechar La'em, the Malach HaMov is killed among the Mitzrim, and not a Bechar La'av. He bases this on a Gemara. The Gemara happens to be in Ezel Neshech. It says, Ani Hashem, the same pasuk, Ani Hashem, Ani Hu V'lo Yacher. So it says, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem, Amavchin, Bein Tipa Shel Bechar, Le Tipa She'ena Shel Bechar. The Gemara says, a Bechar La'ein, anybody knows. You have a woman, she never gave birth. She gives birth, it's easy to recognize Bechar La'ein. So you don't need Ani Hu V'lo Yacher. You don't need Kavi Yochel Hashem himself to do it. A person, even certainly a malach, could tell who's a Bechar La'im. The Gemara says that Bechar La'av, who knows? If you have a married woman in Mitzrayim that was Mizana. So which human being could say if this pregnancy comes from the father or from this man that was Mizana? Who knows who the real father is? So the Gemara says, Ani Hashem. It says Ani Hashem by Ribbis. It says Ani Hashem by Mitzrayim. That just like in Mitzrayim, I was mafchim, don't think, if you do ribbis, you pretend it's a guy's money, and it's really a Jew's money, that you can fool me. Kaviyah. So Rabbi Kivager says that Ani Hashem was on the Bechar La'av, and it was the Malach HaMavis Bechar La'im. So Memela, says Rabbi Kivager, the fact that a Bechar La'av, only Mitzvah were killed and not Jews, that's Pashit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only kills the ones that he's supposed to kill. But by the Malach HaMavis, we have a rule. The Kivin Shinit Mishus L'Mashus L'Hashchis Ein Emafchin Bein Tzadik L'Rasha. The Malach HaMavis, when he's given right to bring a Magefa, so once there's a right to bring a Magefa, there's no Havchana between somebody who deserves it and someone who doesn't. So the miracle for which Pinyin HaBen applies is Dafka, the Bechar La'aim and not the Dafka the Bechar La'aim and not the Bechar La'av. Bechar La'av, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed who he wants and not who he wants. That's not a break in the rules of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. But a Bechar La'aim, it is a break. Okay, that's what Rabbi Kivager says, and it's a sort of a technical answer to a very strong question. Now, independent of that, there's a tainis on Erev Pesach for Bechayrim. So here, it doesn't seem to work well. A tainis for Bechayrim, Saya Bechar La'av and Saya Bechar La'aim fasts. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. The Shabura says, I think Pishen Magen Avram, that Erev Pesach, a Bechor La'av and a Bechor La'ein fast. So this is a separate question. If it's done for the same idea of Makas Bechairis, so Pinyan Aben is Makas Bechairis' mother and our father. And the fasting of Makas Bechairis is Bechor La'av and Bechor La'ein. So I don't know, that seems to be inconsistent. What? So then the Pinyan Aben should be for both. And if you say you have an excuse by Pinyan Aben, why not for Bechor? So I tell what I saw. I saw this morning, I mentioned to you in the past that Levium don't seem to get much for it in this world. So this morning, I was looking regarding the Tainis Bechayrim. The Yad Shol here in Simon Shinhei, the Shalom Eishiv, in his notes, brings that the author of the Tshuva Ma'ava quoted B'Shem for his Rebbe, the Nabi Yehuda. Nabi Yehuda said that it's not right to make siyumin by a Tainis Bechayrim. The Tainis Bechayrim should fast. The Bechayrim should fast. You know, that goes on my complaint about being a Bechor. Like, Levim don't get much respect, the Bechayrim don't get much respect. So I'm a Levi and a Bechor, right? So what do I get for being a Bechor? Like, nothing, you know, nothing really counts anymore. You know, even Pishnayim, most people in their wills, leave that out. So what do I get? That they make a C in Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, oh, don't rely on it. It's not right that we do. The soul ties, Bechor goes away. You should fast. Yishkayach. So I found something for Bechor. So the Shaila Meshiv writes that he's Saimach Anasiyim with a Tziruf. Now listen to the Tziruf. He writes, he's a Bechor. He's also a Levi. So he's a Bechor and a Levi. I'm not the first one. And he writes that there's a big Tziruf that a Levi shouldn't have to fast Tainis Bechorim. Because when they did the Pinyin in Mitzrayim of the Bechorim against the Levim, right, they were Paida. Every Bechor is nifted through a Levi. A Levi was a Bechor, it was Paida Satzmai. As a Levi was a Bechor, didn't need a special dispensation for his Bechor to be excused. He was nifta al Yedei himself. It's Paida Satzmai.
How do we know that?
The Pasuk says, Beferish. It says 22,000, the Cheshbon, the Pasuk. So he says that a Levi is really off the hook. It's a tziruf, as far as the Levi's off the hook. And that Mikra didn't see him works. So Mamela, and he brings that it's Mustava that way from Pinyin Aben. Because Pinyin Aben, a Levi's off the hook. Right? A Levi doesn't have to do Pinyin Aben. Why? Because in Mitzrayim, the Levium were not affected. They were not affected by everything that happened. In Mitzrayim. So Memela, he seems to assume, so Pinyin Aben doesn't apply to Levium because in Mitzrayim they didn't need a Pinyin by Makas Bechairis. And the same thing with the Levium by Pinyin Aben, the same thing by the Levium by in Parshas Paloischa, it was a Paloischa where they were paid each other. And the same thing, he says, should be about Tainis Bechairim. So he says all three should be the same. Again, he seems to ignore the question of Kiryagas Kasha, that it's not consistent, Bechor La'av and Bechor La'im seems to be inconsistent. By Pinyin Aben, Bechor La'av is Pater, and by Tainis Bechayrim, Bechor La'av is Chayiv. So that inconsistency, I guess, it's a night of questions. We're left with a question. Kivegas Kateres doesn't seem to answer it. So essentially, there are three places where Bechayrim have a Taitzah of the night of Makas Bechayris, Tainis Bechayrim, and Pinyin Aben and the Pinyin in the Midbar, and the three Pashtas don't seem to work together. They seem Pashtas to be different. Pinyin Aben is the most limited, only Bechor La'im, and doesn't include a Levi. And in Mitzrayim, the Bechor Levi was excluded. I don't know about Petarachem. And Tainis Bechayrim, we seem to include everybody. The Slovian fast to make a Siyam. And everybody seems to be included. So why it is that way, I don't know. I think so. The Mishnah Berurah says, Bechor La'av and Bechor La'im.
No, but
Chorvaim is Peterechem. Or non, if a woman had a child from a previous marriage, now it's not Peterechem. She has a second child, but it's a first child to the father. No, no, it's or. It's presumably it's a Syrian also, if you don't need Peterechem. Even though Rabbi Pinchas Ben, the Syrian is off. So it seems to be inconsistent. And maybe the tightness is for before it happened. They fasted in, but they didn't fast. They had the Seder. All right, we're up to Sif Yud. We're up to we learned most of Sif Yud. Sif Yud is the Suda. The Ramah here brings the Seder. I guess we should read it again. Ramah says in Sif Yud, Yeshayimim, Da'af HaPay Da'atzim, B'varach HaPidyin HaBachar, V'chei Nayegin, I'm where Samachay Sif Yud Aleph, D'maisi Layla B'char Kameh, this is the way you do it. Maisi Layla B'char Kameh Kayin. This is the formula in the Siddur. Every Siddur has the Pidyin HaBen order. It says the following. Moedi Aloy Shu B'char Peterechem. Who talks first? The father. He says, Zeh B'ni, V'hu Peterechem Li'imai, I want to be paid. Hakayishai loisai. My boss tvei bicha b'charcha chamish sloem the mechayvis liftes behem. This is the famous thing that he says. What do you want? What do you prefer? In case you need a maramakim in pisrei tshuva tezvav, he says you don't have the option of giving it to the kayv. You need a maramakim for it. Va'avoymer b'mdi b'chayri. So it's in the script. The father says, I want my son. The Halach Chamisha Chamish Slam bePidyanai uBahadei Shenaisin LaYamois Mavorech Broches and the Scars. Bahadei, I guess, means right before he gives them the money, he makes the broches and the Scars. V'chein Noegim beMidin Seilu Imoav Eitzel HaBen. If the father is at the Pidyan HaBen, this is what we do. Avol Meinoi Etzlay. If the baby is not there, Paida Oisai Balafachi. The baby doesn't have to be present at the Pinyan HaBen, even the baby's not there. Sometimes the father is far away from the baby, or the baby is still in the hospital. Even the baby didn't have a bris, you still do Pinyan HaBen. One thing is not totally the other. Baby can't have a name yet, you can do Pinyan HaBen. Eloi b'lekayin, sheyesh lo b'char lefdaisai. He tells the kayin, I have a b'char to be paida. He doesn't say ze b'ni b'chayri. V'oimer b'may bo'es tvei, etc. And you do the whole thing. Oh, the Mechem Ramos says, "Ma'av ha'yoritza l'niach haben l'kayin ain yoitza." What's all the time? So it says we have a fetish. Okay, v'yeisha kasu shenogu lasi suda b'shas opinion. There are those who write the minig is to make a suda at the pinyan. Now, as you all know, anybody who attended a pinyan haben, you know the custom at a pinyan haben is to wash first and do the pinyan second. As opposed to a bris milah, we do the milah first and we wash second. So there are two sets of reasons given for this. First, I'll give you the geshmaka reason, which is also good for the Seder night. Then I'll give you a second, less geshmak, but probably true reason. The first reason, I guess the more geshmak, there's no source, there's no early source except the Taz. Taz says the minig is to wash, I mean, that's except the Taz. Taz is a good source, but I'm saying it doesn't come from Kadmainim, the idea to wash first. So why do we wash first? So we do it by Pidyan HaBen Zecher to the night of Makkos Bechairis. And the night of Makkos Bechairis, in order to eat from the Karban Pesach, you had to have a bris milah. Whoever didn't have a bris milah had a bris before the Pidyan HaBen. Before the night of Makkos Bechairis, before eating from the Karban Pesach. So what was the order on the night of Pesach? They did a bris. That's before they sat down to the Seder. So they had to do it before they brought the Karban Pesach. So the bris was first. Then, Makkos Bechairis was midnight. They had to wash first. Because they had to eat matzah and maror and Karban Pesach. So there, before Makkos Bechairis, the washing was before the Makkos Bechairis. So memela, that's the order we do. The bris mila we do before the washing. And the washing we do before the Pinyan HaBen, because Makkos Bechairis was in the middle of the meal. They were in the middle of the Seder, and they did Pinyan HaBen.
So
What?
Supposed to be finished by then.
What? Supposed to be finished by then. Because it was the Mezariah. Okay, Mr. David. They finished maybe the meal, but they were still singing Chai Gadya, the whole business. So, so they were doing. You know, they. So this is the reason that's brought here in the Sefer Likutei Pinchas. He brings this reason, the name of the Talmid Chacham's name I didn't recognize, but it's a nice Gishmak reason. There's a second reason for it. The reason really, I think, is more simple. By a bris, more or less, everyone's on time. It's after davening. Everyone's there. You could do the bris. You don't have to wait for people. So nobody washes. By pinyan abed, whatever time you call it for, nobody's there yet. You have to wait for everybody to come. So everyone's going to stand around and wait. So they wash, and then they eat a little bit while they're waiting for the pinyan abed to happen. Started the kibbutz already. But a bris meal also. So I don't know. This is okay. I guess. Okay, let's continue the Ramah. What the difference is? You could wash. You want to beat the lines. You could wash before. By bris, as soon as they do the bris, a big line. I did. We do it. Yes, Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, they had the bris, and then they washed. They couldn't eat matzah till they had the bris. So we do the same. This is the only explanation I found. We do everything. Yes, Mitzrayim, don't we? All right. That's why they have bagels in Mitzrayim. No, they had the matzahs all around, I'm sure, you know. What? I'm a lapa de baya chayi. Okay, at any rate, there's no question that you could wash if you want to beat the lines at the bris. Yeah, okay, if you want, you could wash. All right, David, you could wash. Could even eat half the bagel. Leave a little over for the mitzvah afterwards. Okay. Now the Ramah is the imyayin ba'ir. If there's wine in town, apparently not everyone had wine. Mevarach ha'kayin alayayim miyad achar apinyin. The kayin makes a bracha on wine. So here it's interesting. Rapam did it one way, and every siddur has it differently. I mean, I'm not a kayin, so it's not again to me. But people ask me the siddur after the pinyin. It has that the kayin says zutachazu. He gives a bracha to the baby, and then he makes bar pre-agafen. The way Rapam always did it is he made the bar pre-agafen first, and then he said the zutachasu and he gave a bracha. I didn't ask him why. I know he always did it that way. I suppose because this says in Shulchan Aruch, Yeshayim Beirg, Bevarach Ayay Miyad Achar Apinyan. Shulchan Aruch says not like the Siddur. The Shulchan Aruch says Bevarach Ayay Miyad Achar Apinyan, which is the way Rapam did it. As soon as they did the pinyan, he made a bar pe'agafen. Every single siddur I've ever looked into, I never looked into Sfardim, what their custom is, but every Ashkenazic siddur I've seen, it has that order. It has, first you bench the child, and then you say the bar pe'agafen. So I don't know why. David's already looking it up on his search engine. Okay. Adarab, if you find someone who says differently, it's good. Which part? The bar pe'agafen. So that's a question. The question is why we make a bracha al ayayin. We have a rule that ein darim shira el al ayayin. Every time it's a time of praise, we have wine. But the Taz, see the Taz Yud? Im yayin bi'ir, ubi'ir shein ba'yayin, b'varchin al ha-sheikhar shehakayl. A city where there's no wine, or a person who has no wine, you make a bracha on beer, chamar medina. In those places where you're going to make the bracha on beer, you have to make the amaitzi afterwards. Otherwise, you don't make a shahako on beer in the middle of a meal. So therefore, it seems from this Taz, the ikkar is not the drinking. Dikkur is a drinking. So drink without a bracha. You washed already. It seems the ikkur is the bracha. So the question is really why the bracha would be the ikkur.
What if you have in mind not to yotze the beer when you're making motzi? Can't you do that in
a suda? No, it's a tuffle to the suda. It doesn't help. Uh-huh. Excuse me? Very high geffen, it says. No, it doesn't even have the bracha. Now, what? Oh, it's a Ramah, not okay. All right. Yeah, why do we make a bracha? So I'll tell you, there's a piece.
And if you make a bracha, why can't you make these after? Like, is it a bigger image?
No, bracha it's really you can't make.
You
need to make a bracha. There's not enough reason to make a bracha v'talma. But the there's a shtickle Torah from Rabbi Yalei Malin, which I heard originally from one of his talmidim, from Rabbi Rus, and later I saw that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the Kuntres Achrayim has a similar idea. They're not talking about Pidyon HaBen. They're talking about the Bar Pri HaGafen by Shabbos morning Kiddush. So what they both say in slightly different language is the following. They say a Bar Pri HaGafen, of course it's mainly a Berchus HaNehenim, like all the other brachas. But he says Bar Pri HaGafen is also a type of Berchus HaShvach. The Gemara says, why do you make a Bar Pri HaGafen? Why isn't it good enough Bar Pri HaEitz? So it says, because Yeshlo Ilui, it has an improvement, most things, they grow. So they grow. That's how you eat them. This has a way of being raised. He writes that Birchas Paragafen is a Birchas Hashvach. It's a bracha of praise. Einam Yeshira El Ala Yayin. Yayin is the Sachim. There's something special about wine. So the Paragafen is a Birchas Hashvach. Where does he get such a chiddush? From Erevin Mem Amid Beis. The Gemara in Erevin on Mem Amid Beis says you make a Paragafen on different occasions, and you drink. Rashi says you drink shaloi levayish es hakais. Maybe a priyagofen, let's say, mekiddush Shabbos morning, or under the chuppah, or by a bris. Why do you drink shaloi levayish es hakais? Not to embarrass the kais. What do you mean not to embarrass the kais? The bracha levatol if you don't drink shaloi levayish es hakais. So from there, they bring a raya that by a priyagofen has some other aspect to it. It's really a Birchas HaShvach. And that's why Kiddush by day, but Kiddush by day? Just by a Pri HaGafen, just a Bracha Mishayim? He says, because by a Pri HaGafen is a Birchas HaShvach. So therefore, it's appropriate that it's a praise, and that's part of Deina Mishir Lala Yayin. The fact that Kiddush Baruch Hu created Yayin, there's a concept of Yayin HaMishubar Ba'anov of Mishesh Yisimei Bereshis, that Mashiach will come, we'll have a special wine that's Mishubar Ba'anov Mishesh Yisimei Bereshis. There's something special about your wine, that wine has this Eloi, and therefore it's a Berchus HaShvach. So he has to drink Shalom Levayish HaSakai.
No, could you give it to someone else?
Maybe give it to someone else. So
why then? You can't do that.
But Kiddush by day, you could do it, because we know. Okay, okay. So according to this, it would be the same. According to this, if this is true, it would be the same. The only problem with this whole... And by the way, he explains with this the sheet of Tysus and Brachus, I think he's based on Aleph. Tysus holds that Shehakol doesn't pat the wine. Shehakol pat is everything, but not wine. The Kivegun is a guy. He says, what? Well, Shehakol pat is everything. Doesn't pat the wine. So he says, Rabbi Leib says this... beer, because on wine you're supposed to say Berchus HaShvach. Shakel is not a Berchus HaShvach. And we don't pask it that way, but. I've seen some Rashi. So, Memela, every time, again, Rabbi Leib doesn't say it about Pinyin HaBen specifically, but it would fit, just like everywhere else, here also. However, it wouldn't explain why, if there's no wine, you make Kiddush by day on beer. Or here on beer or by Bris Mila, why use Chamar Medina? People use Chamar Medina. Shulchan Aruch says to use Bar Pri HaGafen Lechatchila. But people use Chamar Medina. I guess it doesn't really explain why Chamar Medina works. I said the source for the custom to wash before the pinyon is the only place I know it's mentioned is in this Taz. The Taz in Yud mentions it Agav. He says if you have beer, be careful. don't wash first, because then you can't make shahako. So he seems to be recognizing the fact that typically people do wash first.
But this yayin is part of the sukkah or part of the pidyon event? Without, if
either way, you make a bracha. I mean, let's say you have the pidyon event by day and the wine at night. So the sefer Lekutei Pinchas is mesupik. If you do it, he says you don't have wine, so drink the wine at night when you get it. So if it's a suda by a tainus, so he says, because by a tainus, what are you going to do? You can't make a bracha and then drink. So he's mesupik of that. At the end of the Rambam here is a very lamdisha concept. It's interesting. He says the bracha and the wine is for pesumei milsa. The minig is not to make shasim money. I think there's that maisa with the marshal in the Yamsha Shloima and Bava Kama where he writes that he was once in a pidyon aben, and he said, "Say shasim chum b'mayinai. Why shouldn't you say shasim chum b'mayinai by a pidyon aben?" So the one who benched said shasim chum b'mayinai. And he says, he writes there that Garubi, everyone screamed at me, you don't say shasim chum b'mayinai pidyon aben, the ferish and the sitter. So unlike the marshal who usually doesn't back down, there, I think he writes something like, I deserved it, shanisi miminig Yisrael, you know, that I deserved it, because I was Mishana from, I'm sure he claims he's still right, but Lamaisa is not miminig Yisrael, so he writes he deserved it. It could be. He has there a piece in which he goes through all the Suda's mitzvahs.
What's the reason why he doesn't
do Simcha? So I'm not sure. I guess there's no mitzvah of Simcha, by Chasson Kaz, a mitzvah of Simcha. So here, yeah, there's no special mitzvah in the Sameach. The Bach says that, yeah, but that's nothing to do with this. Now, the last line here is the source of a lot of discussion in the Chashim Mishpat Svarim. Ein av yachal liftes haidei shliach, gam ein pay bezdin pay dinoy se beloy av rivash. The rivash writes that you don't say shlucha shladam kamay say by pidyon aben. It's a very mysterious rivash, because why shouldn't you say shlucha shladam kamay say? And the Ramah says, "Ain paidin oisai b'layav." What is the person supposed to do if the father died or the father's not from? So what do you do? "Ain paidin oisai b'layav." So here there's a taz, a shach, and a long nekudas hakesef. Maybe the longest nekudas hakesef in Yeridaya, certainly one of the longest. And they first of all talk about the rivash, and then they get into the lamdis of Zachin La'adam Shalai B'fanav. So let's go a step at a time. First things first, let's see the Taz first, and then we'll work our way to the others. I just want you to realize that there are two separate discussions. One is if the father wants to make a shliach, that's one discussion. And the other is if the father is not here, whether he passed away, or he's not from, whatever reason, the father's not Jewish. Interesting. Okay, so the question is, what does one do? So let's learn first the Taz. I'm sorry, let's start with the Shach. The Shach is shorter. Shach Yud Aleph. They're both Yud Aleph. Shach Yud Aleph. Ein av yachlif tesei de shliach zetumua de kaim aluchal ha-taira shluchi shladun kamaisai. Well, how could the Rivash say it doesn't work? We pass him aluchal ha-taira kula. That shluchei shaladim chamaisai chemuvo v'divrei aran perikol shadi achlif desai de shliach gam b'sei from adani melech soiv davrei samachvav toma alze. Whoever brings this is matmiya sheref v'kasev di achlif desai de shliach v'chein b'sefer tzido l'derech shechiba rabbeinu yisachar ber apirish rashi b'chumish. The one of the earliest svarim that's quoted, at least on chumish, is quoted l'halacha. Herach sham b'tshuva achas sheskimu imay kama gedel yadar diyachal iftes ayde shliach. So everyone seems to agree, not like this Ramah. Da'af the rivash like af a rivash like kamar elo d'loy metzino shum chiyuv min atayra al odamach shias as me shliach b'makem av liftesay. The mitzvah pidyon aben is not like mila. Mila, if the father doesn't do it, Klal Yisrael has to make sure it gets done. Not by pidyon aben, the father is not coming. Nobody else has to be mishtadl to be a shliach. Im ein av reitz lift eisai. Ayim eisav. Afil bezen eino mechuyav im in atayu alasin asman shluchim mokam av lift eisai. There's no obligation. It's only the father's mitzvah. Avo vaday shav yach lift eisai de shliach. Certainly the father, if he wants to make a shliach, he can. V'chein abez nichal leftoise b'layav, im avra av aloi podai, o yemes av kaidim shenifta. So we're going to have to understand why that's so. The Shach says that they can. Koshkein, sha'avi aviv yachal leftoise b'kai gav, and suddenly the grandfather can do it. Ayin sham sheherech. This is often the sefer tzidah lederech. Chepasi marshal, b'shem maramins. Maram maritzedek, v'uva v'drisha, sif yudalad, yachal leftoise de shliach. Ubisefer medani melech, kosov sham de'in bez nichal leftoise k'shemei sa'av. The Madani Melech argues that you can't be paida because there's no mitzvah. The father's dead; he has no mitzvah, and the son is of cotton. Ain't dvar mukrachim vayin lekamon.
What?
It's a mitzvah aval ben. The mother's like anybody else. Okay, nachinami. The mother would be the same. The mother would be most interested in doing a pinyan aben of all the people there. All right, so. What? The mother is the one who caused it to happen. Okay, tough fault. Right. So first of all, there are two things. We have to discuss halacha, and we have to discuss the rivash. So to understand the difficult rivash, Rabbi Kiva Eiger says a pshat. We'll learn Davni Meluim and Simen Lamaches is the same idea as Rabbi Kiva Eiger. Davni Meluim and Simen Lamaches of cotton hay. Not again, la halacha, we don't paskin like the Rivash. But nevertheless, for the Lamdis, let's learn Rabbi Kiva Eiger's explanation of the Rivash. It starts on the bottom of the previous page. Ein av yachal leftoise ede shliach. Bishar HaMelech, Tama. Shar HaMelech is Matmiya. The bottom line of the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, the previous page, you have to turn right back. B'shar Melech, Tama Medina de Sifches, B'matara Amanos Lahazir, B'nai Padut. We know B'matara Amanos Lahazir works. Who's Sugya Rucha Perakam de Kedush? Frak Rabbi Kiva Eiger, Frak to Shar Melech, Im Yisra Deni Yachlef Taisei Ade Shliach. Neima, if you can't be paid through a Shliach, Neima, Da'af, Dolay Hichzer Amoy, Smahani, Kiva Da'amai, Se'ini Yachlef Kaim Ade Shliach. Tanoi bottle, v'maisekayim. So he asks that if you can't be paid by the shliach, so then there's a rule that kol she'enoi ay de shliach is any al tanai. The toli zebizeh. Name of the afterlay hilzer amois mahani. Kiva da maise any ochlas kaim ay de shliach. Tanoi bottle v'maisekayim. Ayn shav she'ini apetzia tzarachian. We have a rule kol she'enoi b'shliach is any b'tanai. So when you pay the al tanai, so it should be the tanai should be bottle, and the maisa should be kayim. So it's a technical question. He says there are two differences. There are two parts. Dehine. Daha madespirele l'shita zu deini achlof desai deshliach. What is the rivash mean? You can be paid the hainu. Shashliach yasa maisa hapidyan shalim yoyim lekayin b'zeh mois yaben padun. There are two parts. There's the kinyan giving five slon to the kayin, and they're saying, "I'm doing a maisa mitzvah by giving you this money." So to do the maisa mitzvah, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. Can't make a shliach to put on tefillin for you, to daven for you. It's a mitzvah shebegufay. The mitzvah pidyan aben you have to do yourself. Abo pshita diochel ahaknois lekayin hamois ayadei shliach. But the kinyan of giving the money, that you could do through a shliach. V'ubatz my oimer, and the father should say, "B'mois elu shani makna l'chay de shliach yei b'ni padui." Your father could say, with the money that the shliach is giving you, my son should be padui. So he's saying what? The maisa kinyan of kesef, of course you could do it a shliach. The maisa mitzvah of saying that this money that's given is for pidyan aben, you can't do ayde shliach. Imken. What's the matana amanos lahazir? The tanai is on the mitzvah or on the kinyan? Matana amanos lahazir, the tanai is on the kinyan. The kinyan is not less than b'shlichus, less than b'tanai. The kinyan is isa b'shlichus. You can do the kinyan through a shliach. So memeli, you could do it through a tanai. So mke matana amanos lahazir, ain't a tanai ala pidyan. There's no tanai on the pidyan. Dim lo yazir lo yepadi, ala tanai ala knos mois. Shikne b'amanos lahazir.
So
So Rabbi Akiva Eger says there are two parts of Pinyan Aved. There's the Kinyan of Mois, and there's the mitzvah of Pinyan Aben. So let's say the father calls on the phone. He tells the kohen, I want to be paid to my son, and with the money that my shliach is giving you, the son should be paid. It works. The Rivash is maida, it works. The Rivash only says the maisa mitzvah, that to designate as Pinyan Aben, that you can't do ayidei shliach, because he considers it a mitzvah shabagufay.
Can the kohen accept the money?
The kohen should be able to. We're going to have later. If there's no kohen in town, it's a problem. Why is it a problem? We're going to, they're going to push him. We're going to ask. He could be zeichet for the kohen.
What's the mitzvah gufa?
Why should pinyan aben be a mitzvah shabagufa? It's a good question. Certain mitzvahs are clearly a mitzvah shabagufa. What would make Pidyan Aben a mitzvah shabagufay? I don't know. We don't paskin that it's a mitzvah shabagufay. We don't paskin to Rivash. But he's saying is, Rivash holds that you can't do it through a shliach, and Bashar Melech has the kash on him, so I'll answer the kasha by taking Rivash's chiddush, which Rivash said, and cutting it in half. That the maisa mitzvah you can't do through a shliach. But the kinyan you could do. Since the kinyan you could do through shliach, you could do it through a tanai also. This is Rebbe Kibbe. And the child is part of you. Okay, so this is as far as the lumdis is concerned. The Malbim asks another kasha. The Malbim is the kasha on the Rivash. And the Malbim has a sefer. He started writing a sefer on Shulchan Aruch. So in Artes Achayim, he asks a kasha on the Rivash. What do you mean you can't do it through a shliach? In the Chumash, when they were paid the b'chayim for the Levim, so there were more b'chayim than Levim, they had to pay themselves with cash. It says in the pasuk, Moshe gave it to Aaron. So Moshe was a shliach. So you see, you can do it through a shliach. The Malbim's kasha from Chumash, a good kasha. Later, Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's answered. What? They were ketanim. It's a good kasha. Some of them, they counted the ketanim there too, presumably. No, the Levim were paid. The Bechayim were paid themselves, right? So I can't answer that. I don't know. Unless the father's mitzvah was for the child. They were also. Maybe it was the father's mitzvah for the child. Anyway, could Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's good. Because it could be Moshe Rabbeinu was the shliach for the haknah. But for the mitzvah, so everyone was there. They all did the mitzvah.
But he's saying now that if you count the shliach, so haknah is there. So it's felt that but the mitzvah's not done.
So it works. Opinion on Ben. That's what he said. What? The knor works through shlichus.
Right, but the mitzvah
doesn't work through shlichus. Right. So if the father's not here, so the Rivash says he can't do it. He can't do it through shlichus. If the father is saying, I want the child to be padi through him as my shliach, then it would, the kinyan through as shlichus, and the pinyan I'm telling the kayin, then it works.
No, so the father's not being played by the shliach.
There's no problem being maknim mois, there is a problem being played by the shliach.
So that means that the mois is the shliach and not the kinyan.
Right. Davni Bloom goes a step further. Davni Bloom says, if you, let's say you're on the phone, you're telling the kohen, I want to be paid it to you, I'm far away, so the shliach is going to give the money. Now, the Bloom says, you don't even need a shliach to give the money. A chayr shaytif katan can give the money too. A guy can give the money too. You don't need shlichus to give the money. If I leave the money on the table, and when the kohen comes in, I tell the kohen, do me a favor, I want to be paid to my son, I'm not here, pick it up and be kind. It works. So Davni Bloom, you can Skype it, yeah. Skype the money too. So he time is the Davni Bloom says you can do it. Dakno doesn't need shlichus. Dakno, you don't need a shliach to do dakno. You need a for pinyan aben. The Davni Bloom says like Rabbi Kivag, the father has to do it himself. Dakno, you don't need a shliach. You do chay shetz v'kat. You can do it through a guy. Which means you can send it in the mail also. You send it in the mail. Who's delivering it? A guy. But it doesn't matter. You don't need. You need the kai should be kind of the money. It's not tfis. It's brishus. Tfis in theory helps. It's my money shana typing. But what? That's what he's saying. He says there's no mitzvah nesina. There's just a mitzvah opinion. It's not like truma with the mitzvah of hafrasha nesina. Here it's just a mitzvah that you go to the kai. Like opinion of heart. What?
A wire transfer.
Very good question. Would a wire transfer work? If he picks up cash at the other end. Well, he doesn't have to be slum shove and cash it. If he wires it into the bank account, it probably is no good, because shtoris are no good. But if he picks up, he goes to the teller, and he says, he wired it to me, give it to me. So he said, bills is a suffix if bills are shtoris. So he has to tell him, give it to me in quarters. You know, he wired the $60, give me a quarters, or in silver dollars. So they'll be happy, the Susan Anthony coins. The only time I ever use a Susan Anthony coin is when we do the Mechiras Chametz to the guy. We don't want to use bills because of the shadow of the bills are star. So we do all the kinyanim with coins. So we start with quarters. So we have rolls of Susan Anthony dollars. And that's what we use. You know, the banks in Flatbush suddenly have a run on the... Well, the Rabbanim are going in for the coins. What is Bar Mitzvah? All right, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about let's first talk about a case where the father is dead or disinterested. It's really a much more complicated discussion where the father, his flight was delayed, and you want to do a pinyan ben, you're waiting for him to land, and when the father's interested in doing it, it's a separate discussion, which we'll get to. So we have shlichus. Now we're talking mesav.
Okay. Versus bris.
Yeah, it's different. Bris, there's one mitzvah to be mal on the eighth day. It's a separate mitzvah to be mal even not the eighth day. But not being mal on the eighth day is a bittle of a mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah due the eighth day. Pinyan HaBen is not that way. Pinyan HaBen, it's mi ben chaydesh tifte. From the age, whatever the age is, it's a mitzvah. So really, a pinyan could be on the 31st day, it could be on the 60th day, it could be on the 90th day, it could be in any time. It's the reason Magdimah LeMitzvah is a mitzvah to do it early. And that's why, if the father is delayed, it's a different discussion. If the assumption is the father wants to do the pinyan HaBen personally, because mitzvah bayis and mishluchai, so then you would wait for him. He would wait for the 31st day. Our discussion is when the father is not going to do it. He's not alive. What?
The fifth day to the 74, just go back for a second. The 74, that if he doesn't want to do it, he can't not do it. He can't say, my boy is today. Right? So he said, point it out. So why doesn't the Abba Ben say to the Mayo, do you want me to do the bris on the baby?
The father, the shach says, the father's mechuyev to do the bris personally, not through a shliach. But we're afraid the father won't do it properly.
Where do you ever have in the mitzvah that you say, if it's a mitzvah that I'm required to do, what do I do this business of my boy's way? What do I do at all?
I have my own feelings. I think the reason they said they put in the nusach of my boy's way is to give the darshanim what to darshan. And there are a number of places where Chazal used expressions, like when you're Menachem Avul, you say, Hamokim Yenachem. Why do you say Hamokim? Why Mokim? So you give people what to say. He gives them speeches to make. You know, you go Vizav, you say Hamokim. They're like, there must be a zillion pshatim, and why you say Hamokim Yenachem? The real reason is, why you say, they speak out God's name? You know, so you say Hamokim. What? Yeah, it gives this poetic expression by Chazal also. My boss Tfei, I think, is a poetic expression of Pinyin HaBen. That's it. L'chabev.
So why do you have that by other means?
By Bris Mila, you want to do L'chabev? Okay.
What if the
Mayel
says, okay? What do you mean to do it? Okay.
Okay, so we're going to get to it later. We'll talk about it later. We're going to get to it later in the Shulchan Aruch. No, I understand. He has his own mitzvah. He has his own mitzvah. We're going to have to see. It talks about these cases later. We'll get to it.
With the right
pinyan
ben, I mean,
he gives
the
faith.
So it's a
rabbanon
to say my boss
is
saying, no?
Yeah, my boss says no, Mark. No, he's saying if they say my boss is a chabev, why don't you do it by everything? All right, if the father's not here, we have the following machlaikis. It's a machlaikis through the generations, because it doesn't happen often, but it happens lo yaleinu. So the Sefer Tzedek LeDerech says that Bezdin is Paida. There's no father, Bezdin is Paida, and the Shach paskins that way. We'll have to talk about that, okay. Let's figure out why you need a bed.
And the child doesn't have to be fighting himself later?
Well, let me go on. Okay. The Taz disagrees. The Ramah and the Taz both say differently. They both say that Ramah and Taz, the Ramah said you can't do it through Bezdin. And the long Taz here agrees with it. He says it's not a mitzvah that can be done through Bezdin. It's not Bezdin's mitzvah. It's the father's mitzvah. Now this whole sugya revolves around a Gemara in the Darim that talks about whether a person can take truma for his friend. Somebody comes and there's wheat ready for truma and the man is not here, and whatever the reason may be, you want to start threshing, you want to start working with it, can I be Torah Mishalei HaChaveiro? The Gemara is a Shaila. Do I say that my friend wants to do the mitzvah himself? How can I steal the mitzvah from him? How can I steal the mitzvah from him? Or do I say, he's Nicha, I'll be Torah. So in the case of Truma, it's an Ibaya, but we can't be patient from there, because the Gemara there says, maybe he wants to give more. You know, Truma, if you have 50th or 40th, maybe he wants to give more, maybe he wants to give less. Or maybe he wants to give to a different kayin. So the Gemara has cheshbainos why Truma is different. But the Tzedek LeDerech brings that since Lamaisa, if not for these cheshbainos, you could be Torah Mishalei HaShal Chaveiro, right? So Pinyan HaBen, you could do if he's not here, or if he's not alive, you could be Torah Mishalei, you could do Pinyan HaBen Mishalei HaShal Chaveiro, right? The father's not alive, it's the child's mitzvah, the child can't do it, so I'll do it on my own. That's the psak of the Tzedek LeDerech that the Shach agrees with. The Taz, in this long Taz here, talks about a sugya, that's a sugya in Chesh Mishpat, Tzais Nesivis material, and it's based on a Tzais in the sugya of Ksuvis Daf Yer Aleph Amir Aleph of Ger Katan. A Ger Katan is a small sugya with two Tzais in. And it's very hard, Daf Yomi, sometimes, you know, you learn Ksuvis Daf Yer Aleph, so you have no choice. You spend 10 or 15 minutes on it, and you move on. But those two little Tzais in are really very Yisaitistic Tzais in the Sugyas of Zachin La'adam. And there, Tzais establishes the following rule. He says there are two types of Zachin La'adam. There's something that's a Schus Gomor, an absolute Schus. Someone gives you $1,000, he says, here, be kind for Rabbi Reisman. So you can do it. It's an absolute schus. I get $1,000. You'll tell me, okay, not everyone's on that madrega. There are people on that madrega, but the vaila, for $5 maybe on that madrega, $1,000, you know, it's so that's a schus gomer. Schus gomer, you can do for a cut, no shy. There's a type of schus which is a schus on balance, on average. If you make a cheshbin, it's a schus. There's an upside, there's a downside. And if you calculate it, then most people would consider it to be a schus. It's a schus because it pays. That's the sugya of ger katan. You have a katan to be megayer him. Is it a schus? Well, his parents are both gerim. Sounds like a schus. So we decide it's a schus. It's a schus on balance. Lamaisa, if we megayer him, he's not going to be able to eat treifis. He's not going to be able to go to work on Shabbos. He's going to be restricted in a lot of different ways. So it's only a schus on balance when you make a cheshbon. So Tosfos says there's no zachin la'adam by a schus that's by a katan, by a gadol, it works. By a katan, no. By a katan, it has to be a schus gomer. You can't take it on your plates to do a schus for a katan unless it's an absolute schus. So says the Taz, the tzedek l'derech le'digdik yafeh. He made a mistake. He compared the sugya in the Darim Lamed Vav, Truma, to our sugya. He says, no, there is talking about a gadol. Torah Mishalei HaShal Chaveiro. By a gadol, you say, look, it's a mitzvah, it's a mishluchai. You'd rather do it himself. On the other hand, I'm willing to give Mishaloya Shachaveira, he's going to save money, I'm willing to spend the money to Truma, on balance, most people will be happy with it. So that you could do for a gadol. But Zakat Taz, you can't do that for a katan. Like Digdik Yafi, he says that he missed a step, and therefore, Lamaisa, the Taz agrees with the Ramah and the Rivash that you can't do opinion of a person's not there for a katan. That's the psak of the Taz. So as I said, the Kudus HaKesef here has a very long shtickle. It goes on for a couple of pages, in which he rejects the Taz's argument for a number of reasons. The most powerful of which is the taina that it's true, Taisus says by Ger Katan, that you can't do Zachin La'adam. But Bezdin has a right. Bezdin has a right. I'll tell you the Makar in a second. But Ger Katan is Megayer Tovlin. I say I'll Das Bezdin. Well, Megayer Ger Katan, based on Das Bezdin. So Bezdin has a right. It doesn't say here Acherim Paidin Oisa. It says Bezdin Paidin Oisa. A Bezdin has a right. The source is a source which came up in the Navi Shir about a month ago. What? Because we learned when they divided the Nachla in Eretz Yisrael, says the Gemara Kedushin, the Sugi of Shlichus. The Gemara wants to learn Shlichus from the division of Eretz Yisrael, so they were Ketanim. So the Gemara says, Ella, I'm a Rav, and I'm a Rav, three members of Rav. Rav said, Zachin La'adam. The Ketanim, Zachin La'adam. So the Gemara, they asked, Zachin La'adam, Ika Denichlu Bahar, V'loi Nichlu Bebika. Ika Nichlu Bebika, Nichlu Bahar. When you do a division, not everyone's happy. Some people would rather get a piece of land in the city, and some people would rather have a piece of land in the country. Some people would rather have a mountain, some people would rather have a valley. So the Gemara says, Ella, Hadam Rav. It brings a third member that Rav said, you make an apotropos for a cut. And according to most Rishayim, Rashi says, we learn all three from the Chalukas Haaretz. We learn out Shlichus, according to Rav Diyama, and Zachin, and Apotropos, each one in its own case. When it's a Sus Gomor, Zachin Lada. And when it's not a Sus Gomor, you need Bezdin. So Bezdin does it. So Lamaisa, the Kus HaKesef, among his tainis, is the taina that when you may set up a Bezdin, it's part of Kayach Bezdin, that they could do it, even if on balance it's a schus. No individual could say for a cotton, well, it's worth it on balance. But a Bezdin has a right. And therefore, the psak of the Shach is not like the Taz, and not like the Ramah, it's like the Tzedel HaDerech, and he says you could be Paida. I have to tell you that the Ktzeis HaChayshin, the Simi Reish Ram Gimel of Katan Zayin, disagrees with the Shach and defends the Taz. He says apotropos works by chalukah. Chalukah, you have to divide. You can't leave it. You can't leave the cotton with a tiny chalik in everything. You have to divide. So apotropos works. But here you have an option of waiting. You can give the cotton to Schuz Gomer, wait till he's 13, and let the cotton do the mitzvah himself. So it comes out on the balance sheet, you have the Ramah, the Taz, and the Ktzais against the Shach, which the Shach is his Kayach and Psak Halacha, especially in Yerideya, is big, but it's hard to be just against the Shach. There is a Gro Yud Zayin that seems to agree with the Shach. He says the Kol Zehu Tumua, he says on the Ramah. So all right, the Gro and the Shach. This time we pass tonight the Gro and the Shach. It's amusing. There's a Pesachei Tshuva here. I guess we'll learn it next week. It's amusing. It's interesting how the Gedolim through the generations, when Avach Sam Sofer and the Sivis, when it came up, what did he try to do? Try to be yaitza to everybody. So they do opinion with it tonight. Right? They do opinion. If the halacha is like him, so it should be opinion. Yeah, and then when he grows up, we'll do opinion. But then when he grows up, we'll do opinion with a bracha. It's no good. They talk about giving him a necklace. You know, like people who have allergies wear these necklaces with the things that he talked about, giving him a necklace. He'll wear a necklace all the time until he becomes 13 that says, Padri Misafik. You know, they say, you know, it's one thing to give an adult a necklace. If from 30 days old, he's going to wear a necklace. If you're in kindergarten with the necklace, you know, it's not going to last too long. All right, so we'll meet Hashem. We'll come back to it next time.